David Russell Griffiths got his first Santa Claus job when his kids were little and their school was putting on a Christmas play.
They actually came right out and said, "Russ, you're fat and jolly. How would you like to be Santa Claus for San Simone School?"
That was over 20 years ago. Since then, Griffiths, who lives in Sholo, has made a career out of playing Santa. His long white beard puts him in hot demand, and he takes it very seriously.
I have more moisturizers for my beard than I do for my body. I moisturize each and every day, especially during the season. You know, I try to take vitamins that will promote beard growth and keep it looking as good as I possibly can.
For a real bearded Santa like Griffiths, beard upkeep takes a lot of time. He starts bleaching his naturally red beard several months before the Christmas season for the perfect color.
It takes me approximately 3 times of full bleaching to get to a white color. The first couple bleaches, I'm a red top, and then I'm a carrot top.
Griffiths is one of 1,500 members of the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas, the largest organization in the world for Santas with authentic beards. Fred Selinsky is the chairman.
The purpose of the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas was to join all the Santas together so we could share a common interest. And when you can sit down with somebody that does the same thing with you, they understand, you know, living with a beard all year long.
Selinsky says there are more real bearded Santas than ever. Many companies highlight them as an advertising strategy. Most malls prefer to hire true bearded Santas.
Now beards are the thing. You'll find if you ever get on a Santa website or a Santa talk group like on Facebook that they're talking about. What bleaches do you use? What new products are out there?
But does a real beard make you a better Santa?
To me, it doesn't make a difference if it's a real beard or a fake beard.
Greg Thompson is the owner of the Santa Company in Orlando, Florida. His Santas for hire wear both real and artificial beards. He thinks the most believable Santas are more about heart than facial hair.
It's the person, if they are a real entertainer or just some guy who puts on a suit and says, "Hey, I want to make an easy buck being Santa Claus." The main thing is they want the person to come in and be Santa Claus and talk with the kids and have some personality and character.
Al Kern's got a whole red sleigh full of personality and character. He's been the Flagstaff Mall Santa for almost a decade.
When I first started, I started wearing the false beard, but it felt funny and it didn't seem right. So I just said if I was going to do it, I'd grow my own beard.
Kern says being Santa doesn't stop on December 26th. His beard reminds kids of Christmas all year long.
Children come up to me in the middle of Walmart. You know, my wife and I'll be there and, you know, tug on my pant leg, or they'll sneak behind their mother or something other and point to me, and I'm always glad to talk to all of them.
For Kern and many other working Santas, they embody the Christmas spirit. Their beards just amplify it. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.
Hi kids, how are you doing? Hey, shopping for mom and daddy today?
Yeah.
Shake hands with me?
Ask it, ask it.
Doing good, huh? He's up there.
Sure.
Eating a lot of the loaves. Is that big night? Yeah. What are you going for Christmas?